Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. May I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
18015.
18015?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. Okay, may I also have your name, please?
Anthony Mazzella. I don't know if my information will be in there because there's a charge on my account. I guess it's a magazine thing, and I never did anything with a magazine. So I don't know if that's my information's in there, but it's still to my credit card.
Okay. Well, why not?
And according to the credit card, it was posted on 6/3. Improve life quality, and I looked it up. It's a magazine, I guess, right?
At this point, I don't know. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies, so I have to get information pulled up to find out maybe who the charge is from. And I am in the process of... All right. So if you, for security purposes, could also verify your address, please.
Sure. 1119 Stanley Avenue, Fountain Hills, PA 18015.
Pardon me. Thank you for that information. Excuse me one moment, please. All right. So I have gotten an account located that does show your name, and also it shows your address. And the system is showing a canceled account for the Bytes Hub app.
The who?
It's called Bytes Hub. It's a mail app. It shows that there was Bytes, B-I-T-E-S, Hub,
okay.
H-U-B. It's the result of a survey being completed, contest entered. Usually there's an item that's offered, pardon, to win or to purchase. It shows here it was gas. It has GC, so I'm not sure if that's gas card, or but it was some item that was offered, and that shows it was on May 30th.
I vaguely remembered, and then I canceled it right away because they said it was going to be a charge, and it was supposed to be a free 30 days or something like that. So, but it's still on my credit card, so it needs to be credited on my account.
Okay, for the... gas card, it does show it was a transaction May 31. Bytes Hub was in the terms and conditions for that offer. It was $59.89. And let's see. It shows that the account was canceled on June 1. The charge was for 30 days use. It didn't have a trial that came with it. You just get billed the first 30 days use of it. Actually, the 30 days use has expired. 5. Well, I'm sorry.
June. Yeah, when I found out it was going to be charged, I canceled immediately, so I should not be charged for it.
Well, I would be happy to look in to see the time lapse. And I'm sorry, I'm thinking this is actually June, but it does show it was May 31. You did cancel the next day on June 1. So let me find out here. There's normally like a $5 non-refundable setup fee. But once the week has passed, you're actually were able to provide a courtesy credit based on the time lapse. Today's the 14th. It's actually 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I canceled it every next day. So it should have been, it's within the week. I didn't know I was charged on my credit card until I got my statement.
Yes, sir. Did that prompt the call in because of the charge?
No, because I pulled up my statement to pay my bills, and I saw the charge on there.
Okay. But you were aware when you called in and canceled that you had the Bytes Hub subscription?
When they told me I was going to be charged, and I canceled because they told me that it wasn't going to be charged, and then when I saw it on here, that's when I'm in charge. Because then I read something that they could charge you. And then I said, no, I'm not going to do it. So they lied to me from the beginning because they said it was a 30-day trial.
No, this one doesn't have a trial with it. You just be billed the 30 days. But based on the amount of time that has lapsed, I'm only able to refund 50% of it. Since this was done on the 31st, today
I canceled the very next day.
Yes, sir. It shows in the system notes that you canceled June 1. At this point, I'm only able to refund 50% of what was billed on the 31st of May.
That's not acceptable. What can I have the company's? I'll take that for now, but I'm still going to call the company because that's not right.
Okay, as far as I know, we're the call center that assists with it, but I can certainly refund the $59.89, and we are a 24/7 call center.
So you said you will refund the whole 59?
No, sir. I said I can go ahead and refund the 50%. I said, but we're a 24/7 call center.
Okay.
50% of that is $29.95. Which will be, or which is being refunded. Well, let me get over to leave my board to light up here. With the refund, please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back. And you have a transaction number of 728-285-9688.
Okay.
All right, and this account was canceled on June 1, so there's no more subscription. And you'll see that in 3 to 5 business days with no future charges, and the account will remain in the cancel status.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.